flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have Katy Perry tickets all week long. 905, 1205, 405, and 605. We've got code words. You text them to our contest line. You're entered for a pair of tickets for Katy Perry on the Lifetimes Tour, July 18th, this summer. That's fun summer plans at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Fire Aid is tonight. I really feel like I was getting pounded with the Fire Aid information, and then about maybe Friday of last week or Monday of this week, it just stopped rolling in. So I'm going to give you, I put an all the info you could ever consume up at the Sarah and Vinny Instagram. So, I'm sorry, at our Facebook page. Sorry. So here we go. Here's a couple things about this, and I'm going to mention it, remind you. It's tonight, and it's a huge fundraiser, so it's kind of a big deal, and I know a lot of people want to, you know, I had kind of forgotten. Maddie and I were just talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, we haven't talked about that all week.
Yeah, like, it was like they just stopped posting stuff
right.
about it.
It was like the tickets went on sale and then maybe they just all sold out. But I want to remind people because it is a thing that you can watch in various places and make donations to. So it's at the Kia Forum and the Intuit Dome and they've been selling tickets. It's huge. It's tonight. Let's see. The show begins with a live broadcast at the Kia Forum, 6 p.m. Pacific time. The Intuit Dome portion of the show starts at 7:30. Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Olivia Rodrigo, Green Day, and a million other people are playing. Alanis Morissette, Anderson .Paak. Dave Matthews has canceled. Dave Matthews has, the headline is, exits Fire Aid lineup, critical family illness. That's, I really don't have any, I'm sure more will come out. But he's had to deal with something that's happened to someone in his family and, you know, family first. Let's see. So, and I believe this was going to be the first time that he and John Mayer played together or their first like little showcase together. But so I guess John Mayer will still be there. Graham Nash, John Fogerty, Joni Mitchell, No Doubt is reforming for this. Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I love it.
Stevie Nicks, The Black Crowes. Let's see, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Gracie Abrams, we're playing all the time, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, I've mentioned Olivia Rodrigo, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Sting. I mean, it's ridiculous how many gigantic stars.
I know the people who do these things are super pro at it, but can you imagine trying to get all these prima donnas sound just how they want it to be, one after another at just, what is it, two different places. And it's all for a good cause, yep. So everybody's got to sort of suck it up and figure out how to make
it work. Have a good attitude.
How's it going to work? It's good. It's going to work by you be, just sing. Get out there and sing.
Here's a mic, go.
Right. I mean, but that is a lot.
It is a lot. And they put this together, I mean, in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
The turnaround is crazy.
I'm marveling at the incredible undertaking and how pro. I expect it will come off, and that's cool.
Pretty much anywhere you can watch TV, you can see this thing. It will be broadcast live across Apple Music and Apple TV, DirecTV, Disney Plus, Hulu, FanDuel. Okay. Isn't that a gambling site?
Yeah.
Let's see. Max, Netflix, Paramount Plus, Pluto TV, if you have that. Peacock, NBC News Now, Prime Video, and Twitch. It'll also stream on, let's see. I don't want to see. You watch it on TV. I guess you can watch it on TikTok. I don't know. If you want to make a whole night out of it, it looks like there are certain movie theaters nationwide who are broadcasting the event in movie theaters. So check your local listings. But that would be sort of a fun thing. Get a bunch of friends together and all, you know, get popcorn and watch the shows. Where will my money go if I donate? They'll be overseen by the Annenberg Foundation, focusing on both short-term relief efforts and long-term fire prevention projects. The owners of the Clippers are matching all donations made during the broadcast. That's Connie and Steve Ballmer. They're matching one. It says they're matching 100% of donations made during the broadcast. That is
Ballmer, who bought the Clippers, has Microsoft money. Like billions of dollars. So he is doing really good
by everyone
involved when he to match that. That's amazing.
I know. To think that all of us, we choke up whatever we can, and then this guy goes, I'll just match whatever it is. So if you, but it sounds like it's specifically donate during the broadcast. That's what he's matching. They are matching. So all this information is pinned up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I put it right at the top. You can check that out. And I'll give a few more reminders throughout the day. In case you forget again. God, you're always forgetting stuff. Okay. Can a little Martha Stewart food porn sell MAC cosmetics? Benny, I'm doing this because I watched it and I thought, oh, this is fun. But it's because it's ASMR. Don't roll that. Just play him the video. Supposedly, this is her attempt at ASMR. So it's some food. So this is, oh, by the way, mini game. How old is Martha Stewart?
80.
79.
83. Vinny, you've already got a check in the
win column. I knew that
she'd
crossed into the 80. I wasn't sure if it was, but
83 years old.
It was the reason I knew that is because when did she do the bikini? Not a bikini, a one piece, but still, wasn't she in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model recently?
Just recently.
Yeah.
And they were saying this woman's 80 or 80 something or whatever.
She was probably 82.
Yeah.
At the time.
Okay, go.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. What gets me in the nude? How about a strawberry? Fresh picked from the garden. Best in the hot sun. Honey? Golden amber. Makes a mess. Try eating one of these in a lily white bed. Can't do it.
That's a pomegranate.
I love the Glide. MAC lipsticks smell like vanilla. I'm Martha Stewart, and I only wear MAC.
Did you go into a trance?
I didn't. I like ASMR, if I got that right. I do enjoy it, and I've told you this before we even knew what the damn name of it was.
You're the reason I was like,
yeah. But no, that didn't work for me. Like she doesn't.
First of all, there's too much background noise. Like there's a.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
She doesn't go slow enough. It's not, but she's got two mics and she keeps, and unfortunately for us, we don't have it panned. We can't go from one ear to the other. So yeah, I get what she's going for, but she does look amazing. And she's getting very messy.
Now that
with
I'm seeing it, I get what she was saying there.
Yeah.
I didn't. Anyway, I like Martha.
Yeah.
And Snoop likes Martha, and I like Snoop. So.
Right. She has, there's actually a lot to like. So now she's putting on the lip liner and she's like, that's what she likes, the glide. And she puts on the lipstick and. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not into it. All, but, you know. Yeah.
Sure, she's 83 and she's wearing the MAC cosmetics and they look fantastic. And food porn.
Yeah.
I can't help but be into that. So there you go. 83-year-old Martha Stewart still making us all drool. You know, yesterday I was telling you about little baby Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
At 2 years old. He began being an Elvis impersonator, and by 6 years old, he was in a show. Let me see if I can find it. It was like a Nicolas Cage movie. Oh, there it is. Nicolas Cage movie, Honeymoon in Vegas. Not to be confused with Leaving Las Vegas, which was another movie he was in about Vegas. Honeymoon in Vegas with Sarah Jessica Parker, I believe.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
So when I got home yesterday, I'm like, oh, John, you got to see this. You got to see this. Look at this. And he goes, oh my God, Bruno Mars was the cutest little, like, he's so cute. He's just got it. There's, you know, he's a 6 year old. So it's not the best thing you've ever seen, but he's just, it's so, so good. So I pulled that off of let's see, 15 celebrities with absolutely wild lore. This is, of course, a BuzzFeed thing. And I thought, okay, you know what, I'll go through a couple of these because some of them are kind of crazy. First of all, Sabrina Carpenter is on here. So these are like lore, backstory, origin story.
The first thing I thought of, you mentioned to us not that long ago, was Jack Nicholson thought his sister was, no, thought his mom was a sister.
No, he thought his mom, yeah, yes, he thought his mom was his sister.
Right.
And she was and he was raised by his actual grandmother who he thought was his mother.
Yes. So that's one of those. So yes, that's the first thing that hit my mind when you said that. So
there are these crazy backstory.
I don't know Sabrina, anything about her.
Me either.
Okay, go.
Sabrina Carpenter started posting song covers on YouTube at age 9. Now, I don't know how old she is. She looks like she's around 30. Probably younger than that, right? 27, say. When she was 11, she did a cover of You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban, and it went so viral in China that she was invited to the Hunan TV Festival where she made her very first TV appearance.
All right.
Quick game. How old is Sabrina Carpenter?
27.
26.
She is 25.
Oh.
Ding, ding.
Oh.
It's two for me today.
Mm. Okay. Here's the next person. In 1997, Guillermo del Toro's dad, Federico del Toro Torres, was kidnapped. James Cameron, who was a friend of Guillermo del Toro, stepped in and helped them by paying for a negotiator to get the dad free. So it looks
where was this?
This is in 1997. This is not all that long ago, 30 years.
But are they given the location?
Let me tell you I only have the stuff that's here. Oh my God, my pages are unresponsive. This has been happening all morning. So here we go. So Guillermo says, when my father was kidnapped, there's information that's not correct that he paid the ransom. He didn't. We did, he's saying that the information was that James Cameron had paid the ransom. He did not do that. He got them a negotiator to get them to, he knew what to do.
Oh.
Like, is he a fixer or something? Like, who knows if someone you knew got kidnapped, how would you know what to do? I'd be like, call the police.
He got kidnapped in Guadalajara.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So James Cameron paid the negotiator. And Guillermo says, we did pay James back a little while after because it was really, really harrowing. He came in, he took charge. He had the negotiator in the house within a few hours to help him go through the process. We didn't ask. He volunteered. He said, I'll pay the ransom. But they said, no, we got that. We'll figure that out.
That's
nice. But imagine that. The guy gets kidnapped and they negotiate and actually pay the ransom and get the guy back safely.
My favorite stories are the ones where the kidnappers get a bullet between the eyes. But I guess if paying them... Mm-hmm. You know, that works too. I love the ones where the fixer ends up being a real badass and it's the end. That's for those kidnappers.
That's yeah. Movies.
You those will not. Are, I, that's movies. What I'm thinking.
A very particular set of skills.
A lot of books like that too. I sure. read. So I get, I go to the place where
the gray man,
one mm-hmm. person gets it done.
Yeah.
And then
let's
no,
get that guy.
No one is ever kidnapped by that guy again.
I have a certain set of skills.
Mm-hmm.
Very particular set. When Christopher Walken was 16, he worked as a lion tamer with a lioness named Sheba for the summer.
The lions, they're like, very violent.
Okay, here, do it. I'll tell you the quote.
Okay, give me the quote.
I would come into the cage and wave my whip, and she'd lazily get up and sit like a dog and maybe give a little roar.
I'd come into the ring and raise my whip. I can't do it. I lost it.
No, that was
you had it.
I get into the cage and I raise my whip.
Never mind. He goes on to say,
"You're going too fast.
Yeah, you
slow."
Are. Okay, so here's the rest of the quote.
Give me another part.
I like cats a lot. I've always liked cats. They're great company.
I like cats. They're good company. I've always liked cats.
Mm.
I gotta have like a little practice.
You're on
the
fringes of it, but it's in and out.
It's in and out. Yeah, it's in and out.
Troy Sivan, who is like a hit maker now, songs here on the Alice. He's the only person besides Hugh Jackman to have played Wolverine on screen. At age 12, his very first acting audition, we were just talking about this, how nobody walks in and lands it. Troy Sivan, 12 years old, walks in for his first acting audition and played young Wolverine in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Mm.
And I'm looking at his cute little 12-year-old face. Actually, the title of this is Wolverine Kills His Father Scene.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
After recording her demo, Kesha broke into Prince. Oh my God, we're out of time. How is that possible? Okay. After recording her demo, Kesha broke into Prince's house by bribing a gardener with $5. She snuck under the fence, walked inside through an unlocked door, and came face to face with Prince, handed him her CD, and then ran. And apparently, that was the end of that.
She got that gardener fired.
Maybe, right?
Oh.
She says, I walk out and then there's Prince. He's just playing guitar. Sitting right there. He gave me a look like, who the hell are you? I waved around, put my CD down on the table and I ran away.
Wow.
Yeah. That gardener doesn't have that
probably
job anymore.
Not. Probably not.
But I'm surprised that story's not more well known.
I know. Well, she told it on Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. I don't see the date on that though. I know, it's a good story. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
You know, there are people in this world that they're unstoppable. And I give her credit. She got the guy fired for sure, but I give her credit. You know, I got to make this thing happen for myself. And I can't just sit here.
And I've got $5, so.
I don't think that gardener cared about his job.
Couldn't have if he took a $5 bribe.
Wait,
I guess, you know, really? Okay.
Blinking after these.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram and you'll see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profile.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. February's pest of the month, rodents.
Oh. Oh, the pest of the month, huh?
Whether rats or mice, ATCO Pest Control can remove them without poison and seal your home.
Really?
Visit atcopestcontrol.com for promotions and keep your space rodent-free for good.
That sounds really good.
That wasn't my best read at all, actually. But
well, it was surprising. There were some surprises in there.
Visit atcopestcontrol.com for promotions and keep your space rodent-free for good. Yes, I've had them, but we had these giant things that were coming out of the river.
Oh, God, like muskrats.
Up, I don't know. They were huge.
River rats.
I think they were being, I think we were calling them nutria.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
Nutria.
They were climbing up a tree onto this thing that overhang,
a pergola thing,
right, that had vines and coverage being. So then we had to get rid of them, then get rid of the vines and all that. It's nice. It was gonna give a shade, but it had become a nest for these animals, and now the pergola is gone entirely.
Well, you've totally redone your backyard.
Yes.
Got yourself a hot tub. Well, hot tub action.
They'll seal your house so they never get in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, rodents, pests, they're a continuous battle. Let somebody else fight it for you. Jeez.
ATCO Pest Control.
They come shut down the pest party.
.com. I want to mention this real quick. So yesterday, if you're just joining the show, I went and drove a Ford Mustang Mach-E. And I loved it, so that's going to be my new car. But I was saying that I was in the area driving around trying to find this location. By the way, the location for the place I went,
yes,
Frontier Ford, is right next to the... Do you remember when like computers were stolen from kids?
Yes.
And we went down south and delivered some... It's right there.
Oh, my God.
That building we went to... Where we delivered some new computers for the children's of the world. That's the spot. I looked at it and went, I totally remember coming here.
How funny.
Not that I haven't been in that area because there's a guitar center over there
but still, I mean, to be right there and look around and go, I've been here before.
That's what I was, and I thought, I wonder if, so you do remember that.
I absolutely remember that, yeah.
All right, well, that's where we were.
Nice.
Anyway, I was driving around this area and I just, everywhere I looked, I saw an Apple sign. And thought, I'm in the apple orchard. This is apple everywhere.
Right. Not just the main building, but they've clearly overflowed.
A lot of overflow. Right. 650 says, apple spouse here.
Oh, an apple spouse.
Those buildings all around Cupertino are packed with employees.
Mm.
Spouse works in a building adjacent to the spaceship. They also have a huge presence in Sunnyvale, too, which I'm not surprised.
Right.
It's... One of the world's biggest companies.
Is one of the swirl of towns down there that all meld as you're driving through. You're like, I'm not sure what town I'm in.
415 says, Vin, and just think, underground below all those Apple buildings is the entire severed Apple floor.
Oh, the severed Apple people. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. It's the roots.
Severance. You're going to love it.
I can't wait. I know. I'm very excited.
All right. This is kind of neat because I'm nowhere near. I did have a friend recently, though, have a heart attack, but like my friends aren't dying.
Yes.
But you will get to a certain age.
Yeah.
Everyone will at some point where
your parents start going, all my friends are dead.
A 103-year-old woman in England named Mabel White doesn't have any family. Because she's outlived them all.
Oh.
But she had a very happy birthday last week after 1,700 birthday cards from people all over the world were delivered to her.
Oh.
So someone rallied, told this woman's story, Mabel White, who's outlived her for everyone she knows.
Well, it seems hard to believe that she's even outlived descendants. Although I suppose maybe she just had one kid and they never had any more kids or anything.
That could be it.
Jeez Louise. 103, that's old.
Plenty of people are the last of their family's line.
Right.
Plenty of people.
It ends with us.
And I think, you know, as for the Hassan name in my family,
Oh, yes.
It was like, okay, well, the Hassan boys, there's three of them. They got to have a son at some
point. Somewhere along life. Oh, my goodness.
We don't.
Well, I mean, the thing that's nice is that these days girls don't have to take anybody else's name. So
it's not that sacred. It's not like it's, but you know,
sometimes it is for the kid though. They go, I don't want it to end with me.
Well,
we're going to have kids with
that'll be up to them. I'm not going to pressure them to have anything like that. But it is interesting that mm-hmm. families do these days just go, well, that's the last one of those.
Yeah. The end.
This story.
Yeah.
Talk about looking on the bright side.
I'm always talking about that.
Oh, you don't know to give me a drum hit yet, but there'll be a drum hit due. I'll say that at the end. Be ready for me.
Be ready to hit a drum.
A guy in California named Brian Stanley lost his eye to cancer when he was 6 years old.
Oh.
He's going viral for making a prosthetic eye that's also a working flashlight. Here it is.
Oh, no.
You're going to love it.
Oh.
He's got laser eyes. Oh, gross.
Don't say gross.
It's a little gross.
It's a little bit gross. He has literally popped a eyeball-shaped photosensitive lens. Like, when he uses his hand to, like, clap on, clap off, he just swipes his hand in front. That is, oh, he's now playing with a cat in the dark.
Talk about looking on the bright side.
That was good. Send that so we can put that up at the ceremony. That is, it's good. I mean, it's good. That's talk about making the best of a crappy situation. He is actually looking on the bright side. But it's highly bionically disturbing.
Oh.
And it makes me think, you know, maybe something like that could get hooked up via chip in your brain.
Kind of cyborgy.
Very, very cyborgy. That's the word. That's it. It's like the Bionic Man. Remember, he would go, like, he'd be able to zoom in and zoom in on things. Or was that the running sound? I can't remember.
No, that was all the sounds.
Yeah, all the bionic sounds.
When he was going bionic, yeah, you got that sound.
And if you had the toy, you could look through his head and...
Oh, and zoom in. Oh, I didn't know that. Do you have to lift up like a flap of his hair in the back or something?
I don't remember
that one.
That'd be a good sound effect to have. Just saying.
Sure, we had that at one point, didn't we?
I don't know. I haven't done it. Look at him. He's catching on. Oh, it's fun.
This happened a while back, but it's all over social media with Valentine's Day coming up. A woman in Wisconsin was doing a date night challenge with her boyfriend where they had to buy things they knew the other person would like.
Okay.
So for a favorite snack, he bought her goldfish and she bought Doritos.
Oh, that's cute. As in, like, they did this at a supermarket?
I don't know. It sounds more like they did it at home, but the video is the last thing on the list for something to do together. She pulled out a puzzle. And he pulled out an engagement ring. Mm. So on the video, love.
That's
the video is old, but the update is, as it's now being recirculated, the update is that they got married. They also have a baby now, and their daughter is 2 years old. So.
Early days yet.
Yeah. Mm. It's cute.
That is really cute, actually.
Love.
And it's a sweet idea, like to like name 10 things and then you have to go get the favorite of the other person. Like, it takes a little effort, but it isn't like off the charts expensive until you get down to like the engagement ring.
But I like that he, you know, found a way to, but it was still just them, even though it's a video and it's gone viral. It's
right.
You know,
they didn't have to make a big splash or have a flash mob going on.
He didn't stop on the freeway and, you know, do something stupid that everyone's got to be suffering for.
Yeah.
In the age, I'm doing this story for you because you can attest to this.
Oh, all right. I can't wait to attest.
In the age of shopping online.
Oh, yes. I'm an expert in this.
Consumers are often faced with the choice between any number of comparable items where you would go, well, what do I pick? Where do I go? What's the choice? Online reviews can be a thing.
Absolutely.
Gen Z. Your boys.
Yes.
Lead the world in trusting online reviews. And you've said they live and die by them.
Riley will not do anything, go anywhere, put anything in his mouth. If there's not enough positive reviews, he's like, that's untested and untrustworthy. I go, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's the movie I'm trying to watch, like, oh, I heard this was a good movie. He's like, that's not good enough. That's not. And I just feel like, you know, let the world surprise you a little bit. Just try something without reading the reviews first. And even like, he's a Yelp. He goes, oh yeah, I'm a Yelper.
He also has a presence as a reviewer. That's why I did this story. He is a big part of this review world. And these people who do reviews take their, I don't know, their online presence very seriously.
Yes.
Because they know.
I'm a known reviewer. Yes. People respond to my reviews. I'm a trusted reviewer. So exactly. I don't lie about this stuff.
You become a review celebrity of sorts.
Yes.
So your boy is part of that party.
Well, I don't think he's a celebrity reviewer, but he is. He definitely is up to it.
Is his last name Clark?
Yeah.
Then he's a celebrity reviewer.
Okay.
I mean, he's a Nepo reviewer.
Sure, he's a Nepo baby reviewer.
Nepo reviewer.
I did a review one time. I didn't even do a review. It was when I first got Twitter. I wrote something about the restaurant that I was sitting at, and they had changed the menu, and I was bitching about it, and they... within 1 minute
spit in your drink.
Got back to me on Twitter, because I don't even think I'd navigated away, but we were sitting there, you know, ordering, and I'm like, oh, let's try this new technology, because it was years ago, and they immediately were like, what's the problem, what do you see as the problem? And I was like, oh, nothing, everything's fine. Put that away. Like,
well,
I think we all learned, you and I, because of the stories we read every day, we learned really early, never post on Twitter, never put anything on there, never look at it while you're drunk, never read what other people have to say. There's nothing but trouble. And what's our motto? We don't want no trouble.
We don't want no trouble.
Mm.
I like Twitter.
Mm-mm. Well, nothing good happens there.
It's called X now, yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah,
I like it that much that I call it by the old name.
Yeah.
Anyway... the power of reviews is strong. Young people seriously are into reviews, as Sarah says.
Yeah.
Her boy, it's untested. We can't go there.
We can't. That's untried. That's an unknown, and we don't do that.
Even though we know some of these reviews are paid for, and some reviews are harassed out of people.
If you ask me for a review, I'm not giving you one. I'm just done with it. I'm like, if I feel strongly enough about this one way or the other, maybe I'll leave a review. But quit bothering me for that and rating things.
As the resident young man on the show, I'm 100% with that. If I see an Amazon and there's only like 69 reviews for it, I won't buy it.
69? There's 69
that's
reviews?
That's not enough.
No.
How many does it have to be?
1,000 plus I need to see.
Yeah, Riley is also a numbers guy, like as in there's, but I think 69 would be sufficient. Yeah, I don't know.
And you read the best reviews and you read the worst reviews. And that's what I do. I'll read the bad ones too to see like, okay, is there a common theme here?
Or does this person just seem like a jerk?
But now, when you look at the reviews, they'll summarize them for you and say, here's a summation of all the reviews. People like this, but people didn't like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean AI does that?
AI does it, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, reviews are important.
Are they? Or can I just press it?
I feel like if I'm doing business with someone and they truly have done me right by me and they say, listen, it would help me in my business if you would review me, I'm in. If your website immediately starts saying that product hasn't arrived yet, first of all. Second of all, no, I'm not going to review if you're going to harass it out of me.
I'm already getting a bunch of emails from you. No, thanks. No, I don't want any more of that.
That is one of those things. The other thing is that you go to a website. I know we all deal with this every day, so most of you are probably over it. And immediate pop-ups make it unusable. And you have to go, okay, let me close that out before another one. Okay, let me close that out. I'd actually give me a second, could you?
I'm so over the whole, oh my God, even just now, something just happened. It's ridiculous.
Well, the sites we go to that are news and celebrity stuff are full of those.
They really are.
Full of them.
Something is going on with my computer today. It's really bumming me out.
You know, sometimes if you slide it right off the side of the table.
I might do that.
Okay, that doesn't have a tendency.
I'm feeling like that's going
to
be
We'll have to turn it on, off, and back on again, I think.
Yeah, I'll restart it during the break. Because it's just, it keeps yelling at me like that page is unresponsive and blah, blah, blah. And now it's like loading a bunch of ads. It's popping up.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Good for Mac for marketing an 80-plus-year-old woman as sexy. I love it. It didn't work, though, because it didn't do anything for me. But I do like Martha. And
it's true.
What do you mean? What part's true?
That she's 83 and didn't do anything for you.
It did, well, that part
I could tell that you were looking at, you know, the grizzled skin on her
chest. I wasn't. I was
stuff.
Just listening, but I knew who it was, and it didn't do it for me. She's also, it doesn't matter. It didn't work for me. Gen Xer here.
Hey.
And I review everything.
Oh.
My husband told me to stop.
Oh.
And I said, oh, it moved. And I said, I need to live my life.
Well, define living. I don't know.
You live yours.
Right. Living my life, you live your life. You know, she's not wrong. That is true. Like, if that's important to you, you know, great.
This Gen Xer has eaten at some great restaurants and has been to some amazing hotels. Life's been good. Wants to review. Wants you to know where to go, what to do.
If something's I can't say I've never left a review. If something's astoundingly good or bad.
415 says, I left a bad review for my wedding photographer and he bribed me to take it down by giving me a free album. Don't trust reviews. Crunch.
Yeah, that is the other thing. Anybody can write a review. And, you know, Bill, who owns the pizza joint with the sucky pizza, he has everybody in his family write him reviews every day.
But that is why, you know, Riley Clark or Berkeley, as we call him, he's got an online presence and a list of reviews and people can trust him. And he's built himself.
Well, he definitely is a person who relies on that stuff. And I really do think that that's the way that it's going now, that people won't do anything without it. Like young, if it's happening with the young people, then we're getting phased out. We're already on our way out. We're phased out.
Who's we?
You, me, and you. Old people.
Oh.
People over 50. We're fading away. We're invisible.
Well, I made kids late in life, so I have a connection to the youth a little bit.
You do. I mean, for sure.
I got a 6-year-old. What a.
I know. You had your own grandkids? Is that the quote?
Yeah. 510 says, my husband has a Ford truck for the door keypad. He duck hunts in the marsh in the winter and doesn't want to bring his key out where it could get wet. He loves it.
Mm.
Yeah, that changed everything.
That keypad, I'll tell you something. Every car should have that.
The door entry through a code, and it doesn't even show anymore. It's not like hard buttons. It's in the door.
Mm.
Like the same way your buttons are on this screen.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
How exciting.
It's totally sick.
Seriously, we park next to each other in the garage. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait.
Hey, Vin, could a dog fit in the back of the Mach-E? Thanks. Yes.
Also, did you love the get up and go?
Yeah.
Like, I know that that'll be a big part of your electric car experience because you're a little speed demon.
The young man next to me was not.
Pleased?
No, he was. No, are you kidding? He's a young man.
It.
He was like, you should step on it and see. I went. You don't have to say that. He didn't have to say it twice was my point. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Super Bowl ads. Turns out we've already seen them all.
Oh.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.